Okay, let's do the next sugya, the sugya of Roiv Kevadai. We touched upon it a little bit last week. I'd like to go a little bit more in depth and see the whole sugya. So basically, let's go through the Gemara again very quickly. Om Abaya says Abaya, Lav Milsi Da Amri Desveke Lav Bai Surihu. What I said before, prove Takvakoyin, based on the Meiser, which you have to Ech Poyte Moine Ba Moine Shokoyin. Says Abaye, Lav Milsi Damri, it's not correct. Why? The Sveiko Lav Bari Surihi. Something which is a suffix doesn't, you don't take off mice anyway. How do I know that? Now, we learned in the Mishnah, Kofatz Echon Minam Nuyin Lesoichon Kulon Peturin. There's a Mishnah that says, when you start counting your animals, take them off mice one by one. The Echon Minam Nuyin. And one of the animals that you counted already, one, two, three, pass by the stick, pass by the shevet. Jump back in. So the halach is kulan peturin. And Rashi says everybody's potter. The ones that were counted already, that's called minyan haroi. They were counted. They were a minyan, accounting haraui, which was befitting to be called meiser because you start to count them accordingly. So they're potter. And the ones that you this one jumped back in, all of them are potter. Even at 1,000, they're all potter. Why? Because Gemara says it's a suffix. Because it's a suffix miser, and therefore you can't do a suffix miser, and therefore all 1,000, one of them, we know for sure, has been counted already. So every 10, everyone you're going to count is going to be a suffix miser. So Gemara says, if you tell me that if it's a suffix, you have to take off miser anyway, then what do you have to lose to take off miser? Because if he's chayv a miser, shaper maser, then you take off Meiser correctly. In other words, if the next 10 you count, doesn't include one of the ones that jumped in, then you're taking off Meiser correctly. V'ilav bar chiyuvu, and if it's not bar chiyuvu, which means that one of the 10 is not, or is counted already, and therefore it's lav bar chiyuvu, you only end up counting 9, so nifta be minyan haroi. Then those 9 are anyway potter because they are minyan haroi because they were counted accordingly. Who cares? I counted them 10 instead of 9, but one of them doesn't really count as miser because that was counted already. So I only counted 9. So these 9 will be okay because they'll be minyan haroi. So at the end of the day, anything that goes through the shevet is okay. I can take off miser mimon of shech. I can take off miser, and all these animals after I finish counting all of them and taking off miser, they're all potter from future Meiser because either the Meiser was done correctly, or if it wasn't done correctly, then the ones that were counted were in Minyan Haroi, and they're okay. The Omer Rav, because Rav says, Minyan Haroi potter. Elamais Lechameima, why do I say they're all potter? Why don't I say that you should continue counting and the Mono should take off Meiser? Elamais Lechameima, Asiri Vader Barachmana, Veloy Asiri Safek. Why do you think of Meiser no matter what? Asiri vaday hitzrich hakosev laaser v'loy hitzrich laaser es hasafek, because the Torah doesn't require you to take off Meiser from safek. V'chol asiri shebekan safek hein, every 10th one is a safek. Shafilu yotza p'tur b'chamishi, even if you say that a 5th one was already potter went out, shuvein asiri kore asiri lechi shapotter in a minyan, which means that at the end of the day, you're never going to have a vadai meiser of 10. Why? Because each one is a suffix. You never know if you're holding by 10 or you're holding by 9, and therefore you cannot take off meiser. Yes. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to Sphere Omer. We're going to get there in a minute. Not now. At the end, towards this year. But let's not squeeze in Sphere Omer because counting, minyan, vadai, suffix, we're going to get to that. But let's first see what the Gemara says. So, basically the Gemara says that the one animal that jumps back in makes all 1,000 animals into a asiri vad suffix. And therefore, at the end of the day, it passels all 1,000 animals in the corral, are all now beget their suffix because of this one animal. Comes along Tosis and asks a question we discussed last week. Kovetz kulam p'turin, tema de lebatal beruva v'lechay v'kulam b'maisa. Why don't I say it's batal b'roiv? There's one animal that was counted already. the 1,000 animals that were not counted, throw the one animal back inside, it all becomes batel b'roif. Let's consider it rubay kekulay, which means that all 1,000 animals were not counted, and take off your meiser, and there's no problem. That is Taisa's question. He does not give an answer. That's Taisa's question. Why is it kavua?
The animals are in the pen.
I know, but it's batel b'roif. First of all, it's not, because each one comes out. That's debatable, but that's Taisa's question is not because of kol deparish, really. Uh-huh. Taisa's question really is batel b'roif, right? Every bit of b'roif, why do you say it's kavua? If I have one piece of tray for meat and five pieces of kosher meat, why do you say it's all kavua? Because there's a concept that's bitul b'roif. Rubei kukulei.
Depend what the suffix is?
What do you mean? Where's the suffix? So here also. It's all mixed together now. The kavua and mechza mechza and porridge is where the suffix is noilat. So, but here, it's the suffix is beforehand already, and now it's all mixed together. So it got mixed in together as a suffix, so that's bitul b'roif. So that's Taisa's question. He doesn't answer the question. Taisa discusses all the things, Dabash HaBeminyan, Belia, he pushes everything aside. At the end of the day, he says, doesn't have an answer, his question should be batel b'roif. Okay. Comes along the sheet of Mekubetz, says the name of the Rosh, number one on the sheet. V'ayg yesh leimau, kivin echazinam, dafi lehecha de yochal asuri, mimon avshoch potter, v'shum asiri vadim rachmon avlo asiri min esofeik, which means that we know the halach is, that even if you can take off meiser, there's a special patur of asiri vaday, v'lo asiri sofek, says the Shittim Kubetzes, v'afilu ki amrinon kol de porish meruba porish, even if you say that every animal, it's not clear why it's not kavua, but even if you say that every animal right now, is it from the one that was counted, or is it from the 999 which were not counted? Well, let's say called the Polish Muruba Polish, and it's therefore not counted. Every animal that, by the way, walks out of the corral and goes Tachas HaShevet, could I count it as Meiser or not? Well, right now there's a question on one animal from 1,000 that's probably called Polish Muruba Polish, and therefore we say it's clearly not counted yet, and I can count it as Meiser, each animal, and I'll come to Asiri Vadai. Says the Shittim Kubetzes, Asiri Sofek Mikra. It's still called Asiri Sofek.
That's what the
Pasuk
teaches.
Wait. Ela Shatoyre Tiro Sofek. So even though the Torah says that Acherabim Lahatois, which means Roiv is good enough, V'ne'epach Issa Leheter Aladei Bitul B'Roiv, and Bitul B'Roiv tells me that the Issa changes into Heter, nevertheless, the Rosh says, nevertheless, even though you have bitul b'roif, and it's called a parish, and it's bitul b'roif, nevertheless, it's not called asiri vadai, and therefore, there's no such, it answers Taisa's question. Taisa had a question, it should be batel b'roif. Answers the Shittim Kubetzes, the Rosh, it's not batel b'roif, you know why? Because it's asiri vadai, v'loy asiri sofek, and roif is not a vadai. That's what the Rosh says. There's no two ways to understand this Rosh. There's problems why the Rosh starts with Kol HaParish and Bitul B'Roif and all that. But Pashut Pshat in the Rosh simply says that even though there's a concept of Acharei Rabim Lahatois, Kol HaParish Meruba Parish, which means if I don't know where it comes from, it probably came from the majority. Or even something which is Batul B'Roif, it gets mixed in together, and there's 99 which is good and one is no good, and we say everything is considered good, rubei kekulei, says the Rosh, but for Meiser, it's not going to help, because at the end of the day, asiri vadai, v'loi asiri safek. What's Pashup Shat in the Rosh? The Shef Shmeitzer, not me, the Ksei Sechation says, Pashup Shat in the Rosh is, because Roiv is only a anhoga. Roiv is only the way the Torah tells you to conduct yourself. Roiv is not a vadai. The Torah says, follow Roiv, but Roiv doesn't change the Matthias. The way he explains it says, wait. The way the Shef Shmeitz explains the Svara is because at the end of the day, let's be honest, you have one animal from a Kol DePorish Meruba Parish. You have 1,000 animals over here, one animal walked through. Did it come from the one, is this the one which is no good? Or is it from the 999 which is good? Correct? So he says that even though we say it probably came from the majority, he says, In other words, it's not going to make it a vadai that it came from that. It only probably, majority, likely it came from that one. But it's not vadai that it came from the majority as opposed from the miyut. Therefore, he says, Roiv is never a vadai. It still remains a suffix. And therefore, it's not a siri vadai. Makes a lot of sense. Called the parsh, move a parsh means, huh, where did it come from? 99% it came from that one. Okay, most probably, very likely, highly likely, but not vadai, because then still is a chance that it came from the miyut. So therefore, kol deparsh muva parsh is never a vadai. It remains a suffix. Reif says, follow the majority. It's not a vadai. Therefore, says the Shmaitzer, that's what the Rosh means. Taste answers, very good. You're right, kol deparsh muva parsh. You're right, achi rab lahatas. You're right, bottle bereif. The end day, it's not a vadai, it's only a suffix. Very simple pshat, 1 second.
And that's an issue only because the Gemara said,
Look at number two. Masha Kosa Beshita Mekubetz is Perakamda Metzia. Davavan Beis. It's one of the most famous Shmaitzes. Gabe Kofetz Echad Min Amnui Lesechid the Potter Min Amaisa. Da Siri Vadim Rachmona Vlai Siri Sofik. Vikshu. Da Ha Kol De Porosh Mura Porosh. Vitiritz. Mishum De Chol De Porosh Mura Porosh. Einoi Vadai. Da Toi Romra Siri Vadim Lai Siri Sofik. Ein Shom. Vainu. Da Afa Gavdon Da Holchim Bosa De Porosh Mura Porosh. Bein Lager Bein Lachmir. Ein Ela Mitzad Halacha. Aber ein neu vadai, ve ein neu misvare leumau, de porish yoise meruba, ve yoche liois, de porish min amuot, kumoy min arayv. It's also possible, not the same way, but possible it came from the miut, umishimachi basire vadai, ve lo yisire sofik, kimim mitzal atmoy, hu sofik shokol, ela da teire tirem shum nechol porish muu porish, ab min esvekel en nafke, va teire mo asire vadai. Which means, there's a possibility it came from the small one, from the one, as not as much, but that possibility remains as much as the possibility remains. It came from the large amount, not the same amount, but that possibility remains. Hence, it's never a vadai. Therefore, very beautiful. The Rosh says it's not going to help you for Meiser. That is pshat in the Rosh. The problem with this is that note this is a good svara by Kol de Parish Meruba Parish. Kol de Parish Meruba Parish tells me that we don't know where this animal comes from. Did it come from the thousand? Or did it come from the one? So you say, you know what? It's still a possibility it came from the one. It's not a vadai. But our Gemara is not talking about kol de parsh mur parsh. Our Gemara is talking about bitul barayv. Bitul barayv means that, for example, if I have one piece of meat, and there's 4 kosher pieces of meat, and 1 treifa piece of meat, the Rosh himself holds that I'm allowed to?
Becomes
I'm allowed to?
Eat them all.
The Rosh holds in Shulchan Aruch number 4, Chivin Shinus Bata Lachaticha Beroiv, Mutter Legamre, Rafil Ister Abona Lekker, Umutter Ladan Echot, Lechol Kulam Yachot, Afar Misha Bavada Echol Isser, Ramati Hakoel Rafil Abachila. Why? Because we say, the Rubai Kukula means, that we discussed it last week, that was last week's year, that the Isser falls away. See, if the Isser falls away, and you're allowed to eat every piece, it's all cold kosher, the Rosh says, the Shilin can all eat it in one shot, not eat it in one shot, but clearly you can all eat it. One person can eat all of every piece, so that Issa falls away. So if the Issa falls away, over here also, it's Asiri Vadai. The Issa falls away. That's not a question.
It doesn't say Vadai. It doesn't mean Vadai. Like you said before, you follow that on Haga. You treat
I can hear that by called the Purse. It's harder to hear it.
It's not Vadai.
Does he ask Kashi? He just said Bitul Barayv is the same thing as Kol de Parsh. But isn't our case? But isn't our case Bitul Barayv? So the Rosh learns our case not Bitul Barayv?
Right, it's Kol de Parsh and Ur de Parsh.
That's also a quad problem. I know. So why is that? Taste the question was a Bitul
Barayv. Fancy
spurs. Man, we're slow down. We're gonna get to Xerza custom. That Yosef saying that. We're gonna get to that.
I hear.
We're gonna get. See what that means. If you hold, Pashup Shat, the learning is that Rav is only remains a suffix. Rav remains suffix. It's for example, which means in Hilchas Sveikus, there's still a possibility it came from the Miut. Therefore, it's not a Vadai. In Hilchas Sveikus, Rav means follow. Probably, likely, 99%, suffix still remains. It's possible it came from the miut. That's not a siri vadai. That's a siri suffix. It's harder to say that where the isser disappears completely. Okay, you disagree. Fine. don't have to ask this question. That's just a separate question. Rabbi Akiva Eiger comes along with another question. Rabbi Akiva has the following question. Everybody knows the famous Gemara that talks about, it's Gemara in, I believe it's in the Ksuvas, Daftes Vav. That's what the Gemara is. With Tisha Shratim. Ksuvas, right? Yeah, it's in Ksuvas. I think it's in Ksuvas, Daftes Vav. But he brings down the Tisefta. Look at number 5. Tisha Shratim v'tzvardeo echot v'shus rabim. If you have 9 Shratim, Sheretz, if you touch a Sheretz, what's halacha? You're tummy. V'tzvardeo echot, and 1 frog. If you touch a frog, what's halacha? You're tummy. Not itar. V'shus rabim, the only v'shus rabim, v'noga v'echot mehen, v'ein yedua v'eizu mehen noga. You touch one of them, ain't not sure which one you touched, right? So it's kavua, kemechza mechza, sveka tahor. Why is that?
It's different rules.
Wait, why is that? Why sveka tahor? Because safek tumah b'shus rabim, right? So different tahor. Beautiful. Again, remember, there's 9 shrotim, 1 tzvardeya, so probably touched the tzvardeya, probably touched the sheretz, but since kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, so it's 50-50, it remains a safek. Safek b'shus rabim, sveka tahor. What? Yeah, that's a deal. Piresh echad mehem l'shus ha-yachid, right? If one of them went to the shus ha-yachid, and you're not sure which one you touched, so which one did you probably touch? The majority. Because Piresh called the parsh mu'a parsh. So which is the majority? Sheretz. Sheretz, sveika tome. No good. L'shus ha-rabim, if they move reperish to the shus ha-rabim, so again, called the parish. Meruba parish, call the parish, meruba parish, and therefore, what? Rive. Why is that Sveika Torah? I don't know. No. What?
No,
I don't know why it's Sveika Torah. I'm not sure. What? Okay, well, I'm not sure. Uvenimtza. What's Uvenimtza? Uvenimtza. Did I get the wrong? Oh, you know what? I put in the wrong tosefta. Oh boy. No wonder it didn't make sense. Oh boy. Okay. Let's go straight to Bkivega. Bkivega has, forget about this tosefta. Bkivega has the following question. The tosefta says in Perek Hey of Tyrus, not Perek Vav, Tisha Shrotzim ve'echot Tzvardeya. Upiresh, which means, yeah, oh, that's what it is. You have 9 shrotzim and 1 tzvardeya, and one of the animals came to the Rishus HaRabim. Correct? One animal came to the Rishus HaRabim. Right? And you touch one of the animals in the Rishus HaRabim, and you're not sure which one you touched. So the, what?
There's only one in the Rishus.
But one was perished from the 10. There were 9 shrotzim and 1 tzvardeya. And it was parished into the Rishus HaRabim, and you touched it. You're not sure which one you touched. What's halacha? So if it's parish, we say, call the parish meruba parish. So probably it was what? It was probably a sheretz. Says Yishal, the sefta, the gam b'Rishus HaRabim t'meis, and you become tamei. Like you said, the previous sefta, I took the wrong one out. Maybe it means something else, I don't know. But if there's 9 shrotzim and 1 tzvardeya, and one was Piresh, and you touch it with Rishus HaRabim, the halach is, you are Tomei. Call the Parsh, move a Parsh. It was probably a Sheretz. You touched it, so therefore, it's all good. Comes over to Kivega and says, wait a second. Why do we say that it's probably a Sheretz? Because call the Parsh, move a Parsh. Correct? But wait a second. Don't we say, according to the Rush, somebody asked him Kivega, according to the Rush, Rive still remains a suffix. Wait, if it still remains a suffix, it remains even a shusarabim, suffix to maybe shusarabim should be tar. So why then, if it's, that's a question, that's from Kivega, bomb question, the whole tshuva comes to answer this question. Look at number 6a, Madhiksha, the Ayavbezin of Tsempelbog, Reptuvia, Madhiksha, Roy Malis Kvaitarasai. Alshita sapoiskim shuhuva b'shita mukubetz b'amitziv esugi tak v'koyim drasha dasiri vaday v'lo yasiri sofek af kol the parish move a parish, even though we say Kol the posh, move a posh. Mikom makom loy mikri vaday. Because of the Yashu Zeh Kushas Taisus. They came to answer the rush. Taisus question. Gabakov etech minu in dikshu of chinu. Vinei mem rube porish ayin shom. Im kain. His question is, Sofik tuma bishus rab mitar. Neima gam kim hochi. Vaha mefurish vatesef te peke de tayres. Teshrotzim. Vecho tzvardeya. Upirish. Vinoga. Digam bishus rab mitimeyois. So he asked, if you tell me the reason why Nushus Rabin, it's no good because it's Raif, but even after Raif, it's still a Suffolk. And if it's still a Suffolk, it should be Suffolk to Nushus Rabin, it should be Tar. Why does this have to say it's Tomei? That's the question of Kivega. He gives three answers, and we're going to give a fourth answer. Three answers, and Shim Shkop comes with the fourth answer. The first answer, what do you think the answer is, Seth?
Serious Akasov?
What? Serious Akasov?
Because we're dealing with something that's talking about Meiser and we're talking about...
So God. What? So but excuse me. If, very simple, if you tell me the Rush has a Svara, that Rav remains a Suffolk, that's the way the Shmaita learns, that's what the Rush says, even if it's a Rav, yeah, but not going to help me Fasiri Vadai. Why? Because it remains a Suffolk. Well, if it remains a Suffolk, that's a question, then why then if you have Rav in Mishus Rabim, it's still Tomei. Suffolk to Mishus Rabim is Tomei. That's a question. By the way, how do we know Suffolk to Mishus Rabim is Tomei? What do you mean, Sota?
Well, the opposite.
Well, so it's actually Gemara. It's worthwhile to learn that Gemara. The Gemara learns, if you want to see the Gemara quickly, it's worthwhile to learn it, because you know, we never like to learn things halfway. Turn to the Gemara, where is it? Over here, the Gemara in Sota. There's a bunch of Gemara, the Chulin, and Nida, but also in Sota. Ma tam leim, what does the Pasuk say? Vihinit ma, vihilainit ma. The Pasuk says, vihinit ma, vihilainit ma. Why say both? Imnit ma, lama shaysa. If she became Tomei, why does she have to drink the water? Im loinit ma, if she didn't become Tomei, lama mashka. So why is he giving her the water to drink? Magid lecha kasuv, the Pasuk tells you, sha safek asura. That if it's not sure, safek, it's asur. You have to give it to drink. Look in Rashi. It means she sinned. If she became Tomei, maybe she became Tomei. In other words, he did ma, he lined ma tells me, we're not sure. Was she Tomei? Was she not Tomei? So therefore, you have to give it to drink. But if you don't give it to drink, she remains asur. So we see that a suffik tuma by the Isha Saito is Tomei. Now, suffik tuma, Saito is nitma where? On the public thoroughfare or in a private area. So therefore, a suffik tuma birshus hayachit, we learn from there, from the Saito, that is Tomei. Gemara says it. Mikan ata don l'sheretz. Which means, Suffolk Tumo, Bir Shus Hayachid, is Tomei. But Suffolk Tumo, Bir Shus Rabim, is Tar. That's what we learn from Saita. Comes along with Kivega, and Kivega bases himself on Taisus, that maybe the Suffolk Tumo, Bishus HaYochit, which is Tomei, and therefore, by deduction, the Suffolk Tumah Bishus HaRabim, which is Tar, is only in like the case of Saita. Saita, there is a 50-50 chance, Nitma, Loi Nitma. Palgo, Palgo. That's where we say, Suffolk Tumah Bishus HaYochit Tomei, Suffolk Tumah Bishus HaRabim is Tar. Masha'en Kain, if there's a Rive, it's not enough that it remains a Suffolk. It's already not Palgo Palgo. It's already not the same as Saita. Therefore, Suffolk Tumah Bishus Rabim is only Tar if it's a Suffolk equal like by Saita. But if it's more, then it's already not Palgo Palgo. Special halacha by Saita and by Tumah that it has to be Palgo Palgo. That's from Vegas first heritage. Very nice pronounce.
No, who says 50?
Why didn't you think of that?
Because who says it's 50-50?
What do you mean? Nitma? Loi nitma. No, that's nitma and loi nitma. There's no rive. There's no rive. Right?
No, because if there is a rug line, the dover pushes it towards...
Okay, the... but there's no rive. There's no...
And if she can't drink, we're going to treat her as if she's a...
Yeah, it's a tomato.
So it's 50-50, you would do there?
Yeah, that's the halacha. Safik to mishus yachit. Tmeya. Isn't that what we say?
That's a made up statistic. I don't know where
it's not a statistic. Okay. Fine. Let's see it inside. That's his first terrace. Very nice. Number 5b. And he brings a ride from Taisis. I could have gone through the whole Taisis. The Taisis goes on Shal. The whole separate sugar. I just want to go through Zubkivega. Number 5. Number 6b. Lanias daiti. Adarabe. Shita zum ruvachas beyesa. Da kushas mailek vatrosa. Yeshla mipshutai. Very simple. Dare tois v'schulin. That's really the right is. Divra masl. Smoich miyuto. The Gemara says, smoich miyuto the chazaka. That you have a miyut attached to the chazaka makes it more the majority. Because we, the af l'reb meyer. The chayish l'miyuto. Even Reb Meir says that we're chayishish for miyut. Means a minority counts. Bikomakoim. Lo yamrino. We don't say. The roiv l'tomei. Yiyatar b'shus rabim. L'doinoi. L'sofik to b'shus rabim. Taisa says that even if you have Reb Meir who says that we're chayshish lemiyuto, which means minority counts for something, but if you have majority, tomei, majority no good, b'shus rabim, we're not going to say, well, there's 20% chance it's good, and it's enough for a suffix b'shus rabim. The afagav da have a suffix, mikol makom loy gamrina misayte letar, rak bepalgo upalgo, only 50-50. Do me the saite, ayin shom. Im kain, mikolch kain di eshlem kain rabbonon, di loy chayshish lemiyuto. So in a case where you have Roiv Shrotzim, Roiv Tomei, and the Rabbanon don't hold of Miyuto, so it's 80% that's going to be Tomei, clearly we're not going to say, well, Roiv is only a Suffolk, and therefore the Suffolk is good enough. But in order to make Tomei, in order to make Tar, you need to have Palgo Palgo, and therefore, once it's more than Palgo Palgo, more than 50% already, more than an even Suffolk, then already that's not considered a Suffolk Bishus Rabim, and therefore it's not considered Tar. The after Lavach Lavada, of course, is still a Suffolk, become Kun, Le Gamrina Miseta, Tabiche Gamne, Ragdumi the Seta, Dava Palgo Palgo. Very posh the Teretz from Rebki Vega. That's the first Teretz. Yes. Beautiful. Second Teretz from Kivega. Second Teretz, Kivega says, a much more basic Pshat. Kivega says a much more basic Pshat. He says, no. You're right, he says. Roiv is only a suffix. That's what the Rosh says. What's the reason by suffix tumah b'shus rabim? There's a roiv that is tumah, but it's still a minority. It should only be a suffix, and it should remain suffix tumah b'shus rabim. Says Rebbe Kivega, because by the sheretz, before you paskin on the suffix tumah aspect, and that, you're right, this still remains a suffix, the roiv still remains a suffix. But before you paskin on that, you also have to paskin on other halachas. Well, there's halachas, if you touch a sheretz or touch a tzvadeya, is it kadosha, is it a different size? Not that we have to paskin on this animal before we discuss the tumah aspect. Since you're paskining on the animal, based on what are you going to paskin? Based on the roiv, and there is no suffix tumah over there. You're passing other halachas on the animal, says Reb Kivega, so we paskened already based on the roiv. The roiv already paskened that this is the way it is for other halachas. So you're right, regarding tumah, it remains a suffix. But since we paskened for this roiv already based on other things, so it's kavanu, we already decided based on the roiv, such a case, a roiv is called a vadai, even by tumah. Look in number 7. Oy yesh lechalik, de betesh rotzim, kishepirish, kaidem shenoga, but it's 9 and animals that removed before you touch them. Tzrichim gamken lodun lekamadvorim. You have to decide on other things. Imu sheretz oitzvaidea, lilkos elof kadosha. What is that? On eating it, I think, right? If you get malchus as adosha, it's a big amount, a small amount, nothing to do with tumor. Vahainu donin, mikoyach merube porish, duhu sheretz. So then we're going to paskin based on the roif that it's a sheretz. That's not a suffix tumah. That, I don't care if it's a suffix over there. Because at the end, we follow roif that it's a sheretz and yechayev on kadosha. Memele benoga b'yachakach, when you touch it afterwards, have k'moy noga b'vadai sheretz. We paskin already it's a vadai sheretz based on the roif for other halachas. So now you're touching a vadai sheretz. Aye, what about our Gemara? Because our Gemara of Meiser, there's no nafkamina only on Meiser, right? Kofetz echad min amnuyin. So we have to know, this animal, is it from the majority or minority? For nothing else we need to know, just for Meiser. Meiser, asiri vadev, asiri suffolk. You're right, you have a roiv. It still remains a suffolk. So therefore, if Tzur makes a suffix, it's not going to help you. You understand? By a Meiser, if the whole passing is only Meiser, it still remains a suffix. A Sirivad, a suffix. Here, before you get to the suffix Tumah, you're passing in something else. There, I don't care if it remains a suffix because there's no tour of suffix over there. So therefore, once I paskind that I touched it, it's a sheretz. It's called a sheretz vadai for everything else. And then now, the next question is, tuma, okay, it's like touching a sheretz vadai. I don't look at it anymore that it's a roiv sheretz. One second. And he brings a raya, says Kivega. What's his raya? His raya is from, I'll tell you why I'm right, he says. Because if you say that something is a suffix, he says, if you say rove is only a suffix, there's another halacha, the Gemara says in Chulin, that an animal that's a treifa, you cannot use it for maisa. Says Kivega, maybe the animal that I'm counting as 10 animals, in a regular herd, maybe the animal is a treifa. So maybe it's no good. So it's not a siri vadai, v'lo siri sofik. Right? Siri vadai, v'lo siri sofik. Maybe it's a treifa, sofik. So why is it not a treifa? Because roiv animals are not a treifa. Wait. Roiv animals are not a treifa, says Rabbi Kivega. So roiv animals are not a treifa. So, well, what do you mean? Didn't we say for mice it's only a suffix? Yeah, but roiv animals are not a treifa. There's other halachas besides mice. This animal, is the kosher or not a kosher animal? Treifa or not a treifa? I have to pass him for other things. So once I pass him for other things, the animal is not a treifa. Then for mice also, it becomes a vadai kosher animal, not a treifa. So you see that you, if you judge on something else first, there is no problem on Asir Vadav Laisir Safik. Same halacha he has, by 1 second, by the halacha is like this. A mamzer cannot marry a kahal vadai, the Gemara says. But kahal Safik, he could marry. In other words, a vadai Jew, he cannot marry. What mamzer vadai? Right. So mamzer can marry kahal vadai, but could marry a kahal Safik. A vadai mamzer cannot marry a regular Jew. But somebody who is a suffix mamzer is mutter in a mamzer. So Kivega says, wait a second. Again, the same halacha. Kal vadai, v'loi kal suffix. So he says, why could a mamzer not marry a regular Jew? How do we know that your child is yours? Came from your wife, that we know. Vadai. How do you know it's yours? How do you know? Maybe it's not. Right? Not your child. How do you know anybody's child is theirs? Maybe not. Based on what? Yossi, based on what do we say that a child is the father's son? Roiv bilas achabal. Says Bekivega, roiv bilas achabal, that's only a roiv. That's still a suffix. So if it's still a suffix, a mamzer can marry every Jew. Because he's not a vadai Jew. He's only suffix. Because it's still a suffix. Maybe his wife had a relation with a mamzer. Says Bekivega, why don't I say that every Jew can marry a mamzer because it's only kal suffix? Says Kivega, you know why? Because as soon as this child is born, we have to paskin that he's vadai from the father based on the roif. That's not to do with kal vadai. We need to know for Yerusha, for other things. So once we paskin this child is already a vadai Jew because we follow the roif, once roif paskins vadai for other halachas, then we'll use that same roif. It'll be called a vadai for Asiri vadai, for Tzafik Tum Mishus Rabin, for Kahal Vadai, and therefore, Kivega says, you see I'm right, based on these two things.
But it doesn't work for Meiser.
Why not?
Because I ruled he's a real animal, I ruled he's kosher. None of that has to do with Asiri.
Why not?
The fact that he's a kosher animal proves he's an Asiri?
No, but once he's a kosher animal, so then it proves that I can use that for Meiser as well. A treifa you can use for Meiser.
Asiri vadai asiri.
Right. So the question
so
is
that's what you got to prove.
Yeah, but you don't. The Kivega says I prove it. You know how I prove it?
I prove it.
Wait. You're mixing up. Well, I'll tell you why. Because the halacha is that a treifa animal cannot be used for Meiser.
I understand.
So then when I have to count 10 animals, maybe one of them is a treifa animal. There's no asiri vadai. That's his question. Not our Gemara. In general, the halacha is that whenever you have a corral with 100 animals, how can you count the 10th animal vadai? Maybe it's a suffix, because maybe it's a treifa. What's his answer?
That they're all kosher animals based on rove.
What do you mean? But it's still a suffix. It doesn't make you a asiri vadai.
No, that still doesn't prove they're asiri. It just proves they're kosher animals.
Yeah, but if they're kosher animals, then I can count them for Meiser.
Only if they're a Siri Vada.
Yeah, they are a Siri. The only reason why they're not a Siri Vada.
Only a Siri Vada.
Why not?
Because they were already counted.
No, we're not talking. You're mixing up two cases. One is the case, Kibbeke brings a raya.
I'm talking about the Meister case.
The Meister case, nothing to do with the kosher. No. He shows the raya from the Meister case that once an animal is a vadai, then for Sovik vadai will help me also. Therefore, I told you this part. Therefore, Kibbeke says, for Sovik tumah bishus harabim, there we have to decide on the animal, on the sheretz, beforehand, whether it's a sheretz or not. So therefore, once we decided it's a sheretz, so for tumah tumah, for tumah and tyre, it's also called a vadai, hence it's not a suffix tumah. Mash ein kein, that's what he says. By the mice with animals counted already, so there's nothing to judge the animal on beforehand. The whole question is only one question. Was it counted or not? Therefore it remains a siri suffix. That's what he answers. No. He's saying why it's not a kasha from the Rosh Hashitah by Siri Vadai. Why is it not a kasha to Safek Tumah B'Shus Rabim? Where over there we say it's a Tumah Vadai, and here we say it remains a Safek. The answer is, because by Tumah the Tyra, we're first judging an animal beforehand than something else, and therefore it's a Shein Vadai.
It's not really something else. You're judging whether it's a Sheretz.
Yeah, but you're judging Sheretz not for Tumah the Tyra, for other, for Issa
V'Hetah. You're not judging that it's a Sheretz.
But regarding Issa V'Hetah.
By the Meister, you're not judging whether it's an
Right, Sheretz. Right, that's what you're saying. But by Meister, the only thing you're judging is one thing. Is it count a Siri or not? So therefore, remains a Suffolk. That's his test. He's trying to answer why the Suffolk, which remains by a Siri Vada, without a Siri Suffolk, why is that not a problem by Suffolk Tumah B'Shus Rabim? That's what he tries to show. Yes.
Two questions. One is, just because I pask in one way by Issa V'Hetah, why does it have to necessarily translate to how I pask by
Again, that's, you can argue with him. His svar is that once the Rav tells me this is the animal, this finds the animal, and I'm allowed to define the animal not for tumah.
You're not defining Issa V'Hetah, you're defining that it's animal. Parents.
Correct.
No, but you're saying Rove, you're saying Rove.
Right, and you're defining over here that the animal is
you're
a...
You're not defining, you're saying Rove is a nihug. So by Issa V'Hetah,
it's a nihug, I got it.
So we're talking about a different way. Hey. Kasha number two is the rayas he brings.
Oh, the rayas he brings. Oh, comes along the Shef Shmaitzer, and he says, wait a second. The rayas you bring are not a good rayas. What do you bring me, raya? That here we paskin already. By what? We paskin by trefa. We paskin the animal is not a trefa. And we paskin by mamza. Why is that not the same? Because over there it's called. Says the Shmaitzer, like a lamdan, like Seth. Seth like the Shmaitzer. What do you mean? Like that's not a ruba de isa, come on. That's a ruba de lesser, come on. What do you mean? Well, it says like this. He says, where it's a suffix, for example, was this counted or not? Was it not counted? So then you have one animal. Did it come from there or did it come from there? So then you can say, you're right. It's a roiv. It probably came from there. It's a ruva, roiv. The Easter, come on. It's in front of us. It probably came from the 99. But there's still a suffix that it came from the one. That remains a suffix, says the Shmaitzer. Masha'en kein. By trefa, he says, the animal, whether the animal is a trefa or not, there's nothing in front of you. Probably the animals are not trefa. There's nothing in front of you that you're choosing from. Therefore, that's a much stronger roiv. That's a roiv from Svara. So over there, that's the reason why in those cases, we say you follow the roiv. Because there's not, it's a rubah de lesser come on, not a rubah de lesser come on. Same thing, roiv bila sachabal. There's no suffix in front of you. That's what Shmaita says. Look at number 8. Dilma lav aviv shma minod azlina basa rubah v'havle roiv haba min asvara. The roiv hu kishen kein kishu aviv. Aval gabi porish meruba, look what he says. By rubah porish, when it's in front of you, Einoi roiv de talia b'svara, v'adarabe, misvara v'yachalios, de pirish min amut, kamoi me meruba. In other words, by a siri vadai, so there we say, did it come from here, did it come from there? That's a suffix. Then we say, it remains a suffix. You bring me raya from the animal, it's a trefa, or from somebody who was born to a father, that's a rubah de lesser kamon, that's a much stronger raya, therefore such a case, it's not, in other words, the Shmaitzer won't say, very simple, that where does the Rosh say its svara that a roiv remains a suffolk? Ruba de Issa, come on. The roiv is in front of you. That we say, even after you take the roiv, it's still a suffolk. But a ruba de lesser, come on. By roiv bilas achabal, or most animals are not trefa, there everybody agrees the roiv is not a suffolk, the roiv is a vadai. Comes along the stipler and he says, I don't understand the difference. Right? What's the difference as a stipler? I mean, who cares? If I have 100 animals in the corral, right? And then I say, well, did it come from here? Did it come from there? Says the Shmaitzer, that's a Rubid Isa, come on. Even though 99% it came from the right, from the good animals, 1% not, the suffix still remains. Mashain came, if I don't know if this woman was with her husband, 99% of the time she's with her husband. Yeah, there's a small chance she's not with her husband. Well, that's a Rubid the lesser, come on. Then we say, that's not even a suffix. That's a Vadai. Says the stipler, what's the difference? The same way this animal could have come from the 99 animals, so too this woman could have had a relationship with somebody else. Why is Rubid the lesser, come on, a stronger wife? Why do we say Rubid, that's a Shmaitzer's teretz, that a Rubid the Easter, come on, that's a suffix. That's what the Rush says. That's Meiser. Rubid the lesser, come on, that's a Vadai. Why? Says the stipler. I never understood it. Look what he writes. Umailam by number 9, by the arrow. A and B, or the first two things, explains the Shmaitzer. He explains what I just told you. In other words, that where do we say Rav is a suffix is by Rubid the Isa come on, where you have to decide, you see everything in front of you, there it's a suffix. Rubid the lesser come on, which means, well, what really happened over here? Not where did it come from. That's not a suffix, that's a Vadai. Says the stipler, Umailam lo yavanti chiluk ze heitev. The imal lemoshel shem mikol mea anoshim from every 100 people, there's 10 people who are no good. What's the difference, Svara? Tell me the difference. This is a beautiful Svara. I kept it for now.
We know there's a 100%.
One second. Have you heard the question? You hear the question? You following the question? Right? Important question. Again, this is quickly repeated. The Shmaitzer says, or the Rush says, that every Rav still remains a Sofek. Says the Shmaitzer, yeah, that's by Kofetz Echad Min HaMnuyim. You want to know if it came from the 999, or came from the one, it probably came from that one, but maybe it came from the other one, so it's still a Sofek, it's not a Siri Vadai. Mashenke and Rubid, the lesser come on, the child is born. Maybe it was from the father. Maybe it was from somebody else. Maybe the woman had an affair with somebody else. Well, most likely she did not have one. That's only a Rav. So, says it. No, that's most likely is Vadai. That makes him to Vadai. Or the animal, I'm counting it for Meister in my corral. Well, maybe the animal is a Trefer. Most animals are not Trefer. Oh, that's a Vadai. Why is this a Vadai? Why is that a suffix? They're both a Rav. What's the answer?
Because by Rubid Isa, come on, right? So I have 10 pieces of meat. I know for sure one of them is Trefer, right? So far, I can say Rav, but I know with 100% certainty that one of these pieces started out trade.
So therefore,
you still, even though, yeah, we're going to treat them all like they're all kosher, but it's still a doubt. Any one piece of meat could still be trade. It's going to be a knee hook. We're going to treat it
as
opposed to a Ruben de Lesicom with a statistical rove, right? So we have no reason to think otherwise. So the suffix never even crept in.
Oh, beautiful. That's a B'chaim Svara. The B'chaim says the Svara, and he says, there's two types of roivs. There's roiv which is mevarer the suffix, and there's a roiv that says that the suffix never even happened. There's not even a suffix over here. That's exactly B'chaim. That's what I want to say. Look at number. That's not the shir, by the way, but that's just B'chaim, what he says. Number 3, back to the beginning. I want to do the beginning. I decided to keep it at the end. V'yesh leima. V'yikos shnei mine chazokas u'shnei mine roiv. Yet classic B'chaim. Yet this is not even safer. It's like this was olive base B'chaim. Yes, ruba vechazoker shematzeles misofik the layovay klali de sofik. There's a roiv that tells me it's not even a sofik, right? It never got to a sofik. That ruba the lesser come on. The yes chazoker beruba kazu shesoyser es a sofik shenel kvar that explains and says no. The roiv will go against the sofik that exists already. The ruba vechazoker soyser a sofik umavatloi lochein gabe kofetz echad min amnuyin the hasam noilat kvar a sofik. There's already a suffix. There's already in front of us 999, which is good, and one which is no good. Einkach biyad reiv levatelas a suffix shukan noilut. Reiv cannot get rid of the suffix. Kiven dibinigam meisa sirvada vein zevada mitzada mitzius. The suffix still remains. There's a suffix. The reiv can paskin, but it cannot get rid of the suffix. What are you asking? How can you use every animal? Maybe the animal's a treifo. The hosam kiven that suffix lesser come on. The suffix is not in front of us. The loma noima shabeimu treifo. The Reif tells me we don't even think the animal is a treifa. Kivin nechazino lemidi shapazino b'sareif. Rumi the Lesikamon tells me it's not just a statistical Reif. It tells me there's nevinus suffix to begin with. Nevinus suffix to begin with. It's the vadai. Mashenkin over here. It's a suffix. Reif just tells me it's not going to get rid of the suffix. The suffix still remains. That's shot in the Rosh. Very posh.
But according to that, why would you be allowed to eat all 10 pieces?
Why would you be able to eat
all the meat?
Because in each one we paskin Reif. Each one we pass in Reif.
The robe actually changes.
Right. It changes. Vade, all that's correct. But at the end of the day, the suffix still remains. I think the answer is going to be, the final answer we're going to give, is that even if you say Reif is a suffix, the Torah says you can follow suffix. That's a pshat. That's a real pshat, by the way. Reif doesn't, not more than a suffix. But the Torah says you can follow something. Besides, by seeking about it, the Torah says you cannot follow something. I think that's so poshut. I don't understand what the whole question is, but nobody learned like that. Okay, comes along with Kivayga with the last pshat, the third pshat of Kivayga. By the way, if you go through Kivayga at length, look at Kufches, everything he brings Raya's and Gemara's and Taisers and Diukim and Rash and who knows what from Kala to Akulim. But the third pshat of Kivayga, he wants to answer the question again. His question is: if the Rosh says that it's a suffix, the Rosh says that every Reif remains a suffix, so why by 9 shrutzim and 1 svadeah, suffix tumor b'shus rabim, let's say it's a Reif that is a sheretz, but it still remains a suffix, and it should be tar, because suffix tumor b'shus rabim. Says the Kivegi, the last teretz, he says, I don't think he means the Chaim. He wants to say like this. He says that by the Meiser, you start off with a suffix, correct? I don't think he means with Kivega. He doesn't mean a Chaim. You start off with a suffix. So you want to have a Reif now. The Reif will, even though with Paskins that is from the Reif, but you go back to the original suffix. It never better, even though, since you started with the suffix, so even though you have a Reif, you go back to that suffix. Mashenken by the Tisha Shrotzim, there was no suffix beforehand. The suffix is only now at the time of the Reif. They're both Rubid Issa, come on. That's a very different Chaim. It's not by the Tisha Shrotzim, is also Rubid Issa, come on, right? You have one Sheretz, and the question is which one was Parish, correct? So what's in between that and by the 10 animals or the animals that went inside? He says, by the animals that went inside, before you come to the Reif, you already have a suffix. You have 999 good ones and one no good one. So now the Reif has to paskin that once his animal walks out, oh yeah, it's a Reif. But it still started from the suffix. So it goes back to the suffix. Mashenke by the 9 shrotzim and the one tzvardeya. So you had no suffix in the beginning. The suffix only happened now when one of them removed itself. So now the question is this a, where's it from? Well, Reif tells me it came from the 9 shrotzim. There was no original suffix, so there the Reif is a vadai. Where the Reif is coming after the suffix, it's not going to be better than the suffix. Where the Reif is discussing now, because there was no original suffix, now is a shaila, says Rabbi Kivega, then now it's a vadai, it's not a suffix. You hear it, Svar? I think that's what he says, number 10. Oid bo ha-shlishia, da bahi de kofetz echad ma'amenuyin, de koinim nachbashinu, after we jump back in, and before we start to count them one by one again, haya kulam b'safik. Right? That's all safik. B'zem rinon, now we say, da'aladei da'ach b'shinu, now that you make it go through the stick, v'yeh parush, and one of them is going to be removed, lo yehave kibir gom, l'atzim b'safik vaday. It's not going to make a safik into a vaday. Even though we have a roiv, it's not going to make it to a vaday. Mashen ke b'hidat tesef to tesh rotzim, but at 9 shrotzim, where we say that it remains a vadai and it's not a suffix, the ba'odim b'kviyosam, when they're back in the Rishus HaYachid, nikru eze sheres veze sevadea. We know which one is which. There's no suffix. Kedemash elisha nagab echad v'edem bezim v'edem bezim v'edem bezim v'edem bezim v'edem bezim. Avon lo bezim v'edem sheres. V'im kein, ha-suffix matchil rak b'shor shepirish. B'ze, kiven de huba pir poirish, in other words, here he says the suffix only creates now. So as soon as the suffix gets created, we're already paskin, it comes from the sheretz, and therefore it's a vadai. If it's a vadai, it's not suffix to mishus rabim, and therefore he says such a case, the Reif will be a vadai.
Why Why should that matter? So if the suffix is created...
If the suffix was beforehand...
Yeah, when it's then, altogether...
If the suffix was ready beforehand, and now you want to discuss, wait a second, call the parish Maruba parish, it's not better than the suffix. Even though we're going to pass on the right.
Once it's already out.
But once, there was no suffix beforehand. We knew which of the nine which was good, which one was not good. Which one was nine shvatim, one was right there. Yeah. And now you're taking out, one out. And now you have, wait a second, which one is this? So as soon as you have the suffix, you already can decide called the parish. So therefore, you can say, it's a vadai. It's not the prime, because he's talking about both them by Ruben Isakamon. But he's saying, even Ruben Isakamon, it depends where the suffix was created. Whether it's a roi, which is a vadai, or roi, which is a suffix. The Pshimishkop has a whole different answer, and that brings us to Sfira Asa'imer. Says the Pshimishkop, I'll say it very short, even though it's a whole nice arichas. He says this answer is very simple. He says that of course, he says, Roiv is going to be a, what's the name? He says, even if you hold that Roiv is a hanhaga, or it's a vadai, he said, at the end of the day, it's not going to help me for a siri vadai. He says, why? Why is it not going to help me for a siri vadai? He says, because when it comes to, in other words, he said like this, Roiv can only tell me in halachas of iser v'heter, can tell me in hanagas, kosher or not. But counting the animals is something that the person has to count. And when I'm counting, I need to know what I'm counting. So even though the Torah says, this is an eighth one, a seventh one, it's a kosher animal, you can count it as meiser, but it's not going to make me more, it's not going to give me more yediyah. It's not going to give me more knowledge. And if it's not going to give me more yediyah, it's lacking in my counting. Similar, he says, to Sfira Soimer. They all ask a question, he says, by Sfira Soimer, why don't you say, Sfeik Liyemer, count both days? And one of the answers they give is, because counting 2 days misafik is not counting. Same thing over here. Even if the Torah paskins for you, roiv, it's not, asiri vadai tells me, you have to count. Kala shiavet achashevet. That means I say one, I need to know for myself. 100% one, this is one, this is two, this is three. If it's only a roiv that's telling me that, it's not going to give me yediyah, and therefore by meiser alone, only by meiser, it's not going to work, because roiv is a vadai. All that's correct. Roiv is a vadai, it's still not going to be a yediyah. And if it's not a yediyah, it's not a minyan, it's not a counting, and therefore in our Gemara, it doesn't work. That's what he says by the star. He says over here, V'api mashi kosavnu yesh leima. The sheet is the rosh v'ritvo, loy nemro, rak linyan sofik asiru kiyetsu zeh. The chiv and the roiv eino biru gomu keedim. It's not eidim. Ela shatoyro amro, leizo basarubo, lifi shumotsu yoyser, shenechavin ela emes. In other words, Roiv says, that's probably the right one, and therefore it's okay. That's when it's not really dependent on my knowledge. Which means, am I eating the kosher one? Am I eating the kosher one? I don't need to have a knowledge. It's not something you dias adam, the person needs to know. As long as I ate the right one, I ate 5 pieces of meat. One of them was treif, but it was all bottle barayv. So I don't have to have a yediya with the time when I'm eating it. As long as, at the end of the day, it all turns out kosher, that's fine. אבל אין ימייסי דבין אין עצירי ועדה, לפי מה שבאנו, שהדובר בעצם תולי בידי הסביילים, וכל זמן שאודם המוות החזשובת מסתפק במיניונוי, אין חל עלי השם עצירי. לא יולון דין רויב, מה שנוימה, שכיוון על אמס. Well, probably it's okay because of רויב. Or even ועדה it's okay because it's רויב. It's not going to add more to my idea. Kiven de roiv la have bir gomo vadai nu mistabek vadova bat musoi mishtane al de helem yedias vadai. The only way it changes is by you knowing for sure ve roiv ein a goyrim lasa is yedia vadois. It's not going to change my intrinsic knowledge, and hence it's always going to remain a minyan sofik, and therefore it's not going to help. He says that's the same idea by Sfira Soimer. V'chol zeh linyan asiri vadai, shadova be'etzem chalois dinoi, tole b'diya sabayrim. Abachol enich kisofik tu mishuzra mishuzyochit, teir omel is naik, so then as long as roiv is like a vadai, it's really not a sofik. So he says, for sure, roiv is a vadai. And that's why sofik tu mishuzra bim, if there's roiv, it's vadai tuma, and there's no problem. But even if it's vadai, it's not yediya, it's not going to help. By the way, according to this, it would help also by bitl b'roiv. It enhances even bitter roif. Even bitter roif, it's just a din that it all becomes batel b'raif. But it's still not going to make a yediyah. It's not going to change my knowledge. And it doesn't change my knowledge, even in our case with that. So one animal jumped inside and everything becomes batel b'raif and it changes the status. It might change the status, but it's not going to give me more of a yediyah. And therefore, says the Rishon Lishkof, no shaychus. Only by siyuv adai, it's a problem and nowhere else. That's one way of learning. Then there's even more brisker way of learning. This Rishon Lishkof throws everything out, says, oh, Kivegi, you don't need to come onto that. Very simple terrors. There's even more brisker way of learning, which is Asun Sefer Ibn Gibarim. He says, number, look the last thing. That all Rav tells me, if there's probably, that's called a Vadai. That's what it means. Rotzalayma, Davi Kiilu Gilsa Teira. When the Torah says "Leisuvasa gedi b'chalevi moi," "Oy makav v'imay moishu mos," means follow the rules of Rav. Whenever the Rav means "Achir Rav lahatos," means that whenever you see a mitzvah in the Torah, you follow the rules of Rav. The Torah wants you to follow the rules of Rav. That's all it means. However, when it says "Asiri vaday," the Torah says here, don't follow the rules of Rav. Pashut mod. That's what we said from the beginning. I mean, Asiri vaday tells me that here Rav is not gzeiras hakasef. Here Rav. It's not good enough. You're right. Rav is built up a kol ha-Torah kula. And whenever the Torah, not if Rav is vaday, something, it's irrelevant. At the end of the day, whenever the Torah says any mitzvah, the root Torah says, put it within the framework of Rav, that's good enough for every mitzvah. Unless the Torah says, asir vaday, then nothing is good enough for every mitzvah. Then even the Rav, which is good enough for every mitzvah, doesn't help over here. So if according to that, sofik tum mishus rabim will help. Because it doesn't say vadai, so therefore it goes within the framework of Rav that we find everywhere else. Mashenkin, asiri vadai, doesn't help, and therefore that's what the Rosh means, very simple pshat. So that's another pshat that is even more correct, very, you know, glatt, but that's another pshat. You don't have to come out to Shimon Shkop's pshat either, clearly not to come out to Kivega. So after all this is said and done, we saw Taisa saying, the Rav, what about butable Rav? We saw the Rosh says, what do you mean, bit of a right? It's still asir vaday, v'lo asir suffik. Kivegi learns posh of shat, like the Shemaitzer, the whole right is only a suffik. So the right is only a suffik. What about suffik tum b'shuz rabim? Should remain a suffik. Kivegi gives three terutzim. Chaim says another pshat, that satisko right, who be the easy come on, who be the less come on. That's a vaday. That's, by the way, if you walk away just with that, that Rav is a vaday by Rubi the lesser come on, and Rubi the easy come on, Rav is a suffik. That's Chaim Svara based on his, what he wanted to say. Seth, here the suffix was there already, and the Rav cannot change, get rid of that suffix. Here it tells me there's never even a suffix. Who be the less come on? Kivega gives three terutzim from the difference between why the Rosh says asiri vaday v'lo asiri suffix. Rav is only a suffix, nevertheless by suffix tuma it remains a vaday. Either we paskin already on it, or because Tuma 50-50 is only good enough, suffix, everything else not. Or by Tuma, the judging is only afterwards, where there's never even a suffix. Mashenke, by the animals, it was a suffix beforehand already. Those are three terms of Kivega. The Shimon Shkop says a much simpler terrace. He says, Rav helps everywhere else. It's considered Vadai. It's considered a Vadai. Rav helps everywhere else. Nevertheless, for counting, it's not going to change my idea. And then we saw Lomdish Shabshat that even if you say Rav is only a suffix, that's good enough. And the suffix is good enough for Kol HaTer Kulam, because the Torah says, L'Shubashu Kediva Chalei V'moi, you don't need to know for sure. As long as you have Rav, that's good enough. Suffix is also good enough. Unless the Torah says, Siri Vadai, then the suffix doesn't help. That's, that, by the way, the next sort of pshat, he goes further and he says, well, if you learn that the last pshat, then what about the Rubid, the lesser come on? Right? Why is that good enough? Even if you hold that Rav is only a suffix, why is Rubid, the lesser come on? Treifus, why is that good enough for Asiri Vadai? At the end of the day, with the last shot, we said that Rav, whatever Rav is, but at the end of the day, Asiri Vadai means that you need Vadai to know. So why, by the animals, whether the treif or not?
No, Vadai for the counting, not Vadai if it's a treif.
Yeah, but you can't count it.
The whole animal,
yeah, but I know, but if the animal is a treif, then it's not a good counting.
But again, the Yigdol Rochai, the Rubid Lesser Come On tells you, you know, you don't have to consider this suffix.
So he wants to say that Rubid Lesser Come On, even if you say that every Rav is good enough for Kol HaTer Kula, and for Asir Vaday, Rav is not good enough, he says the reason why Rav is not good enough, because there's still a mute. Masheke Rubid Lesser Come On, there's no mute. Meaning, there's nothing here. The same Svar like Abchaim. There's no mute over here, so therefore, it's considered Vaday It's not just a hanhaga, it's takavadai, because there's no miut. That's the same svar, I think, of Chaim, and that's what he wants. Another one is not a steer to the last prat. So that's, in a nutshell, the concepts of roiv. Roiv works as a suffix, or roiv works as a vadai.